These low-income workers in Islamabad scramble to buy a bag of government-subsidised flour. Inflation disproportionately affects the poorest in society. Across Pakistan, many are struggling with the rising cost of living.
It's been hugely difficult to live on our earnings. I'm a daily labourer. I have to queue up for up to 3 hours to purchase subsidised flour. The regular prices are unaffordable.
Soaring inflation is just one challenge. Pakistan is also facing a foreign exchange crisis. These importers are protesting outside a bank about a shortage of dollars. They can't get credit to pay for the goods they're importing. It means thousands of containers packed with essential food items, raw materials and medical equipment are stuck at the port in Karachi.
We demand the government immediately provide dollars so that we can get our consignment released from the port and prevent huge losses in shipping fees.
Importers who've been in the business for 35 years say they've never seen it this bad.
We have barely 25 days of stock left. If the dollars are not released immediately, there'll be an immense shortage of grain during Ramadan, meaning further hardship.
Pakistan is still recovering from last year's historic flooding. At its peak, more than one-third of the country was underwater. At least 1,700 people died, and damages are estimated at nearly $40 billion. Last week, the United Arab Emirates agreed to defer the repayment of a $2 billion loan and provide an extra $1 billion. But with the national debt running at nearly 90% of GDP, Pakistan is appealing for more help from the global community. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.